The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
If you continue to scroll through the text messages that are contained in Exhibit 169, and I want to refer to page 30 and the text message timestamped 11:18 a.m., 11:18:10 a.m., you see the text coming from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh. She said, it's incoming soon at 199K.
I do.
And the next text is, had two bathrooms, good shape.
Yes.
Next text from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, offer 195K?
Yeah.
Response from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh, probably. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Then immediately thereafter, a text that says, let's see what TJ says.
Yes.
And then there's a series of texts that immediately follow. Okay, Then there's another Zillow posting. We're now at page 32 of Exhibit 169. And then there's a specific reference from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh. They paid $80,000 in 2015, correct?
Yes.
And there's a second text, assessment at 11/21/31, page 32.
Assessment at $120K.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds like the communications going on between these two phones is talking about the possible purchase of a new property, right?
Yes.
And that Zillow reference in Exhibit 169 at page 32 at 11/19/54, that Zillow reference is a property in D.C., isn't it?
Yes.
And then scrolling down to page 33, 11/21/50, we see a text, zesting at $175K.
Yes.
And what does zesting mean? Do you have any idea?
The estimate of the property.
Okay. And then the next text is, our unit is really 1820 square feet.
Correct.
All right, may we approach?
Yes.
As we continue with this series of texts, now we're on December 29th, page 33 of Exhibit 169. At 11/21/59, the phone assigned to Anna Walsh texts, and this one as well.
Yes.
The next text from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, 1320 above ground, 500 under.
Correct.
Do you have any idea what the reference or the context is for that text? 1320 above ground, 500 under.
The possible square footage of the property?
Okay. And then the next text coming from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh. Let's see how much work it needs. You see that?
Yes.
Then there's a text, are they renting it out?
Yes.
Then the next text, makes sense to take it down hard. Correct?
I see that, yes.
And then does it sound like to you, based on your investigation in this case, that there's a discussion going on about possibly buying a new property in or around the D.C. area?
Yes.
I want to go forward now to Exhibit 161. I'm going to focus you to page 54, record 804, occurring at 9:13:47 p.m. And there's a reference once again to the Mazza building in Washington. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, record 804 at page 54.
Yes.
And exhibit 161.
Correct, yes.
Then returning now to the text of exhibit 169 on 12:30. Page 40, a text occurring at 6:01:24 a.m. from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh. Flight on time? Question mark.
Yes.
From the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, hi.
Yes.
Phone assigned to Anna Walsh, next text, so far.
Correct.
Next text, yes, from Anna Walsh's phone.
Correct.
Next text from Anna Walsh's phone, boarding now.
Yes.
Next text from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh, great.
Correct.
Next text from Anna Walsh, signed Ha.
Correct.
Then the next text, immediately following that, from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh, did you get test? And then the next immediate text that follows is the word rest.
Yes, correct.
Does it appear to you that the text you're intended to say, did you get rest, and change text to rest?
Objection. Conclusion.
Sustained.
Okay. Then the next text is awake early, I see, and that comes from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh.
Correct.
And at page 43 in exhibit 169, the phone assigned to Anna Walsh simply says a little. And then that phone says it was a big Thursday night. Do you see those texts?
I do, sir.
And those are at 6:02 a.m. on December 30th.
Correct.
As you scroll down to the text dated 12/30/22 at page 46, a text at 12:07 p.m., there's a text coming from the phone of Anna Walsh, and it includes two photographs, correct?
Yes.
And I believe the photographs are blurred, but based on your review, do these photographs include pictures of a female and a young child?
They did.
And the response from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh says, looking good.
That's correct.
Then immediately thereafter, I should say not immediately, but 3 minutes later, a text coming from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, and it includes another photo of, if you know, a female and a young child.
Correct.
And then a text from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, hanging out hard.
Correct.
If we move down to the text at 49, page 49, timestamped 1:26:49 p.m., there is a text coming from the phone assigned to Anna Walsh, and it appears to be a movie. Do you see that? It's timestamped 1:26:49 p.m.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Sure.
Yes, there appears to be a movie attachment.
Okay, a movie attachment. I'm sorry.
Correct.
I should have been more clear. And then we see in the call log, Exhibit 168, at page 2, record number 20, record number 18, record number 16, they're all on page 2, we see a series of phone calls between the phones assigned to Brian Walsh and Anna Walsh. Do you see that? It's at all on page 2, records 20, 18, and 16.
Yes, I see those, sir.
Okay. And then back to Exhibit 169 at the relevant time period, about an hour later, at page 50, there is a text coming from the phone assigned to Brian Walsh that contains 7 photographs, correct?
Yes.
And if you recall, and I understand that the photographs are blotted out, but if you recall, there are photographs of a woman and a boy.
Yes, sir.
So what we have here, and what you just described to the jury, is when we put all the data together from primarily 3 sources, call log, the text messages, and the data from the work you did extracting data from the iPhone, we see that all of those data, when looked at, they help frame a picture of communications about buying property and selling property, shopping for a Porsche, trading pictures between each other, all in the time period encompassing December 25th, leading up to December 31st of 2022. Isn't that right?
This shows communication between Brian and Anna Walsh from December 25th through December 30th. We only went to the 30th, sir.
To be fair, it shows communication between phones.
Yes. Text message, phone calls, communication between those two devices during that time period.
Trooper Keith, you would agree with me, wouldn't you, that there's no such thing called iMessenger?
What do you mean?
Okay. You're familiar with Facebook, correct?
Yes.
And Facebook has a communication or texting app associated with it, and it's called Messenger, correct?
Facebook Messenger, correct.
It's not called iMessenger.
Not that I'm aware of, sir.
And then you're familiar with text messaging that originated with Apple, and it's referred to as iMessenger.
Yes.
And it's not referred to as iMessenger, is it?
Not that I'm aware of.
And it is possible, isn't it, to receive Facebook messaging postings on someone's phone from someone's Facebook account, if that person, the holder of the Facebook account, permits that person to see their Facebook Messenger communication?
Depends where you got the data from, sir.
Okay. You did not find anything on the Apple iPhone 13 mini of any Facebook Messenger postings between Anna Walsh and a person named William Fastick.
Specifically Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
Between those two? On the iPhone 13 mini?
Yes.
Not that I recall.
You did see, didn't you, a Facebook communication on that iPhone mini between Anna Walsh and a man named Michael Redmond on December 25th of 2022, didn't you?
I would have to see the documents, sir.
Sorry.
Can you please?
I think I'm going to have to come to the side of this.
Okay. Why don't we go?
So, may I approach you?
You may.
I'm just going to ask you, Trooper, have you seen that in your examination of the iPhone mini 13? Of the iPhone? And if you haven't, that's fine.
I can't tell what device this was extracted from, sir.
So, it is fair to say, though, that when you examined the iPhone mini, you never saw any communications involving Anna Walsh and William Fasto, correct? On the iPhone mini.
Any communication whatsoever? Under
between the two of them.
Specific application? This was the iPhone 13 mini?
Yes.
Can you clarify? I'm not sure what you're asking.
On the iPhone mini that we've been talking about today. And I thought you just answered. You did not see any communications between Anna Walsh and William Fasto first, let's say, with Facebook messenger.
Not that I recall.
And of course, one of the... Well, before I ask that question, so you don't recognize it.
This what you just handed me? I can't authenticate where this came from. I don't know what device it came from. I can't speak to that.
Then at this time, I'll just have it marked for ID.
We'll mark it for identification. Are we a K?
No.
Oh, jeez. All right. Thank you.
What is it?
So, now, look, you said to my question, you said, I don't recall if you saw communications on the iPhone mini between Anna Walsh and William Fasto using Facebook Messenger.
Correct.
You don't recall.
I don't.
But of course, in the nature of this case and the fact that you are assigned to the Norfolk County DA's office, and it would be pretty important, wouldn't it, if in fact you found messaging that was between Anna Walsh and William Fasto on the phone assigned to Brian Walsh. That'd be pretty important stuff, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And as you sit here today, and I asked you a very simple question, did you see any Facebook Messenger messages between Anna Walsh and William Fasto? You said, I don't recall. But that'd be right. That's what you said?
Yes.
You would agree that's pretty important. That would be pretty important evidence if you found out on that phone, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And you would agree that with regards to Apple, iMessages, you didn't find any iMessages appearing on the phone assigned to Brian Walsh, iMessages between Anna Walsh and William Fasto, correct?
No.
And of course, in the context of this, that would be pretty important evidence if you found any communications, whatever form, on the phone assigned to Brian Walsh, communications between Anna Walsh and William Fasto, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And the other thing you did not find is any evidence of deleted messages using Facebook Messenger on the iPhone, the mini.
I would have to take a look, sir. I don't recall specifically.
Okay, but once again, that software you use, whether it be Cellebrite or Magnet Gray Axiom, it's able to detect deleted materials. In fact, that's one of the forensic tools that's one of the forensic reasons it's used, to see if there's deletions of data that might be important to a case, correct?
Well, it all depends. The software that company has published at the time, the software the device is running. So never do they get all the data extracted from a device. So the deleted data may never be parsed out and read.
Okay, well,
there's a lot of factors that go into that.
But if you wanted to find messages, whether it be Facebook Messenger or Apple iMessages, between Anna Walsh and William Fasto, and you thought it was, as you told us, it would be very important evidence to find, you would do everything you could as a forensic digital specialist to try to find them, wouldn't you?
Well, her device is never recovered, sir.
I'm sorry?
Her device was never recovered.
I'm talking about the phone assigned to Brian Walsh.
You just said messages on her device between.
If I did, I apologize, and I might very well. Thank you for correcting. Messages between Anna Walsh and William Faston appearing on the phone assigned to Brian Walsh. That would be pretty important evidence, correct?
Yes.
And you would do everything you could as a digital forensic specialist to try to find that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And that's just a minute.
You're done?
Just a minute. I think I'm finally done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Redirect.
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor. Do you want to leave this stuff here?
Yes, the lawyers will take care of that, but thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Commonwealth may call its next witness.
Commonwealth may call Heather Sullivan.
Take the clerk for me, raise your right hand.
You solemnly swear a firm testimony you'll give in the cause now in hearing will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. You can see me this way.
Let's watch this stuff.
Good afternoon, Judge.
Good afternoon. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, sir. Retired Trooper Heather Sullivan, Sullivan.
And you say retired. When do you retire?
In July.
And how long were you a state police trooper?
20 years.
And can you just tell us your kind of your path through the state police, where your assignments?
Sure. I was on the road for the first 7 years of my career. For the last 13 years, I've been crime scene, seven of which I worked at the crime scene office that's attached to the medical examiner's office. In the last 6 years, I worked in the crime scene services in Danvers.
And what were your responsibilities at the crime scene services in Danvers?
It was my responsibility to go to any homicide, suicide, unattended death, any crime scene where I would need to collect evidence, process it for fingerprints, or document any items of interest.
And what type of training did you need to obtain in order to get into that unit?
We had on-the-job training, but it was years and years of training. Every year we have some sort of class, proficiency tests in crime scene, videography, documentation, evidence collection, tire track, footwear, and fingerprints.
You say proficiency tests in those areas. Did you pass your proficiency tests?
Yes, sir.
And are you familiar with competency tests?
Yes.
Did you pass your competency tests?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about January 9th of 2023. Did you have the opportunity to be involved in an investigation that initially started in Swampscott that afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Where did you respond to in Swampscott that afternoon?
330 Paradise Lane. It was an apartment complex, and I was called there by Norfolk County Detective Unit.
And about what time do you think you got there?
About 1,400 hours.
And Ms. Gilman, can we have what was marked as Exhibit 90? It's a photograph. And forgive me, I don't have the file number in front of me. Do you see this photograph?
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize it?
Yes, it's one of the two trash receptacles I was responsible for documenting.
On Exhibit 90, it says HAS. Are those your initials?
Yes, sir.
And could we have Exhibit 91? And do you recognize this image?
Yes.
What is this?
It's a trash compactor at the same location that I also documented.
Now, what was done with those two, the trash compactor and the dumpster?
I documented it with photographs all the way around, and then we were going to search it at a different location.
And did you go to that different location?
Yes.
Where was that?
300 Forest Street in Peabody. It was Greenworks Republic's transfer station.
Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 107, which was, I believe, file number 6556? Thank you. Now, does this look like where you went to in Peabody?
Yes.
Okay. So once you got to Peabody, what was done with the two dumpster? What was done with the dumpster and the compactor?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, my bad. What was done with the contents of the dumpster and the compactor once you got to Peabody?
They were separately transported to this location, 300 Forest Street, and they marked off an area. I documented it before they dumped the trash, and then individually they started with one of the trash receptacles, dumped that, and spread it out so we could go through it and search it.
So... And who did that process? Who dumped it out and searched it?
So the company who transported the receptacles, they're the ones who dumped it, but they put it in a location where we could go through it methodically. The CERT team, which is a special emergency response team, there's about 10 of those individuals who were there to go through the individual trash bags.
And what were the conditions like while everyone was doing this?
As far as
weather,
it's January, so it was very cold. And it was outdoor location. Looks like it's indoor, but it's half indoor, half outdoor.
And so, when the CERT team would get to a bag, would they open several bags at once, or what? How would they do it?
So they did it methodically. So they each kind of attacked it together. They went through each individual bag, looked to see. We actually had a meeting about what we were looking for, so they knew what to look for. If they found anything that they possibly thought was of interest, they would flag me down. I would photograph it. And then if it was something that the detectives wanted to collect, we would collect it and spread it out so we can document it further.
So could I, at this point in time, Ms. Gilman, could we have Exhibit 125? So do you recognize this image?
Yes, sir.
Is this one of the bags, contents of the bags that you had to spread out and do further documentation of?
That was some of the contents in one of the bags, yes.
And what's this? Bless you. What is the significance of the yellow placard?
That tells me, as I was spreading things out, each bag got a placard, and then we would know which items came from which bag.
Now, when items were packaged up and brought back to the lab, did they all go to the same person, or did different people enter them into the LIM system?
So I entered any evidence that we collected for crime scene services, which would be specifically for fingerprinting. I would collect that evidence, and then the detective unit collected anything we weren't actually processing for fingerprints or DNA, and then another person from the forensic scientist unit, also in the crime lab, they collected anything that they would be testing for DNA specifically, and only that.
Okay. And so these items here, were they tested for fingerprints?
They were collected by my lab and sent to the Boston lab because it was their basically their area that the incident occurred. So they took that evidence and they fingerprinted it.
You were able to enter these into the LIM system, correct?
I entered anything that I collected, documented it, collected it, tagged it, and put it in the LIM system.
All right. I may have a moment, Your Honor?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you happen to have gloves with you? I see a box.
I do.
Okay. Your Honor, may I approach the witness?
Okay.
For the record, I'm bringing you some parchment paper just in case you need it.
Sorry.
Do you recognize this object?
Yes.
What is it?
It's one of the bags of evidence that I had collected because I can see my handwriting on it.
And what does it say on the exterior of the bag?
10 snips by placard 8, and I itemized it 7-9. The LIMS number is 23-00596 with my initials and the date that I collected it.
Could you put some gloves on and open that bag and make sure that the snips are inside?
Do you mind if I stand?
No, go right ahead.
Those snips you found at the scene that night?
Yes.
You can place them back in the bag. Your Honor, I'm all to have this mark. The Commonwealth will seek to have the tin snips with the bag marked as the next exhibit.
All right. No objection. The snips in the bag are now in evidence as Exhibit 171. Is that correct?
May I approach your honor?
You may.
Ma'am, do you recognize that bag?
I do.
What is that?
It's a brown paper bag, item 7-10, which I itemized in LIMS, and it's a hacksaw, and it was by placard 8 as well.
Could you open that bag and make sure the hacksaw is inside? If it is, could you please do so?
It is.
Without trying to make anything of a mess, but thank you. Thank you. Could you return it back? The Commonwealth would seek to have the hacksaw and the bag marked as the next exhibit, Your Honor.
Objection.
No objection. It's marked and admitted into evidence as Exhibit 172, the hacksaw.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. Do you recognize that bag?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
This is a brown paper bag with a hammer, item 7-11.
And if you could keep your voice up.
Yes, I apologize.
No, that's okay. I have you getting up and doing all that stuff, so that's my fault. Could you open the bag and make sure the hammer's inside? That's the hammer you saw that night?
Yes.
The Commonwealth will seek to have the hammer in the bag marked as the next exhibit.
Hearing no objection. It's in evidence now as 173.
Is that lucky people?
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Do you recognize this bag?
Yes, sir.
Could you open it and see me? Could you tell us first what is it?
It's a bag with packing tape, item 7-12.
Could you open it, look inside, and confirm that the pack tape is inside? And does that appear to be the pack tape that you found at the PBD at the trash site that night?
Yes.
The Commonwealth would seek to have this bag with the packing tape marked as the next exhibit.
Objection.
It is now, the packing tape is now in evidence as 174.
Did you intend to put the photo post?
What's that?
The photo still.
Oh, I see it. Intend. Ms. Gilman, could you take that down? Thank you. Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
Ma'am, do you see that bag?
Yes.
Do you recognize it?
Yes, it's a brown paper bag with a hatchet in it, item 7-13.
Could you open that bag and confirm the hatchet's inside? Could you please place the hatchet back inside? Could you put the hatchet back inside? And that's the same hatchet that you saw that you retrieved from the trash station at PBD that night?
Yes.
Commonwealth would seek to have the bag with the hatchet marked as the next exhibit.
Any objection?
No objection.
The hatchet is in evidence as exhibit 175.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Do you recognize that bag?
I do.
And what is that?
It's a bag. Actually, don't know what's in this. Craftsman shears.
Craftsman shears?
Yes.
Could you open it and confirm the Craftsman shears are inside?
Sure.
Thank you. Are those the Craftsman shears you saw that night in Peabody?
They were.
For the record, now if the shears are back in the bag, Your Honor, the Commonwealth could seek to have the bag with the shears marked as the next exhibit.
Objection.
What's the lens number on that? Is it 714?
714.
All right. The shears 714 are in evidence as 176.
May I approach one more time, Your Honor?
You may.
Recognize that bag?
I do.
What is that?
It's a brown paper bag with a measuring cup in it, item 7-15.
And could you open that bag and look at that? Is that the measuring cup you saw that day, Peabody?
Yes.
Commonwealth would seek to have the bag with the cup now back inside as the next exhibit.
Objection.
715, the measuring cup is now in evidence as 177.
So I take it you took these items back to the lab and entered them into the LIMS system?
I did, sir.
And you didn't do any further work on these items once they were in the LIMS, once they were entered into the crime lab evidence system?
Correct.
Your Honor, may I have a moment?
Yes.
Thank you. On the measuring cup, there was some dark powder. Did you remember seeing that?
That wasn't like that when I packaged it in the beginning.
And now, in your training experience of working the crime lab, do you recognize that type of substance?
Seems to be black fingerprint powder.
And one of the reasons you took it to the crime lab was to be fingerprinted?
Correct.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Cross-exam.
I have no questions.
All right, the witness may step down. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Call three calls. Next witness.
Commonwealth will call Richard Atkinson.
Big court, read your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony is given in the cause now and here and to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Just watch your step.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Sir, could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Sure. Richard Atkinson, Atkinson.
And where do you work, sir?
I work at the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Boston.
What is the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner?
It's where the medical examiners in Massachusetts work.
And what does a medical examiner do?
A medical examiner is a doctor who's in charge of examining the bodies of people who are deceased to determine their cause and manner of death.
And how long have you been with the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner?
I've been there 11 and a half years.
And could you tell us your educational background?
Sure. I have a 4-year bachelor degree from Stony Brook University in New York. I then did a 4-year MD at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. I then did a 3-year anatomic pathology residency at New York Presbyterian Hospital and Stony Brook Hospital. And then I did a 1-year fellowship in forensic pathology at the office where I currently work.
And so I take it that worked into you starting your career at the OCME?
Yes.
Now, do you know what it means to be board certified?
Yes.
What does it mean to be board certified?
To be board certified in a specialty in medicine, you usually have to finish the residency in that specialty and complete a certain number of cases or see a certain number of patients and then take a test.
And are you certified in any areas of medicine?
Yes.
Which ones?
I'm certified in anatomic pathology and forensic pathology.
And can you tell us what is forensic pathology?
Sure. Forensic pathology is the branch of medicine that's involved in determining the cause and manner of cause of death and manner of death of people who die of not obviously natural causes.
And what is anatomic pathology?
Anatomic pathology is a bigger umbrella term that refers to diagnosing disease by looking at tissue or blood samples, that kind of thing.
Now, can you tell us, sir, what happens to a human body within the first hour of death?
Several things can happen. Usually there is rigor mortis within a couple of hours. It can, however, almost immediately occur after a person's death. That's just when the muscles tighten up in the position that the person died in. There's also something called lividity or livor mortis. That's when all the blood in the body, once the heart stops beating, settles down to the lowest point. So if you're lying on your back, it will settle to your back and give you a pink discoloration of your back. And also a white discoloration of your front.
Now, sir, what is an autopsy?
An autopsy is just an examination of the body of someone who has died including looking at the external surface of the body and also cutting into the body and examining the organs.
How many autopsies have you performed?
I've performed just over 1,500 full autopsies, about 2,700 additional examinations that weren't full autopsies, and I've supervised 300 additional full autopsies.
How long does an autopsy take?
It depends. An autopsy can take less than an hour if it's simple. It can take all day if it's a difficult case.
And how, you said the external and internal, how do you begin the external examination of a body during an autopsy?
We examine the clothing in some cases. Then we examine the external surface of the body by taking photographs, by drawing our findings on a body diagram, and just looking for signs of injuries or disease that might have led to the person's death.
And what consists of the internal portion of an autopsy?
The internal portion is removing the organs, also looking for signs of disease or injury, and sometimes removing items like bullets that may have killed someone.
And when doing an autopsy, I neglected to ask this, but I imagine there is a facility at OCME that you do this in.
Yes.
And can you just tell us, like, what do you have as far as tables to work on for patients?
The table that the decedent lies on?
Yes.
It's a metal table with raised edges.
And what do you wear when you perform an autopsy?
I wear a lot of protective equipment, a full Tyvek suit, extra sleeves, and an apron over that, a mask and face shield, and three pairs of gloves.
And when you're performing, when you do an autopsy, what attempts do you make to get access to a decedent's medical records?
We make every attempt we can to access their medical records. In Massachusetts, the law is that we're entitled to them in Massachusetts. So,
and when performing an autopsy, what samples do you take from the body during an autopsy for further analysis?
We take fluids and sometimes tissue for toxicology testing. We also take it sometimes for DNA testing, for looking at under the microscope, various different things.
And can you tell us what histology is?
Yes.
What is histology?
Histology is the study of tissue by looking at it under the microscope.
And how many times have you ever testified in a court before giving your a medical opinion?
Yes.
Now, on January 10th, 2023, did you have the opportunity to seize items taken from a trash facility in Peabody?
Yes.
Where did you do that?
At the office of the chief medical examiner in Boston.
Why were you examining items opposed to... Well, why were you examining items at the OCME?
Normally, we're not involved in examining items, just bodies of people. In this case, the objective was to determine whether there was any human tissue on these items.
I may have a moment, Your Honor.
May.
Thank you. Okay.
You may.
Doctor, you recognize this image?
Yes.
And what is this an image of?
This is an image of several pieces of blue and white carpet that I examined.
Commonwealth would seek to have this image marked as the next exhibit, Your Honor.
Any objection?
No objection.
Can I see that?
Yes, the pipe belongs to John.
Yeah, it belongs to you guys. Thank you.
I will also put it in the record each month.
Yes. So for the record, what's the JPEG number of 178 that's now in evidence?
It's PC110181.
All right. The photo of the rug with that JPEG number is now in evidence as 178.
And, Your Honor, may the Commonwealth publish?
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Gilman, could we have PC110181?
Doctor, can you see that?
Yes.
So, Doctor, can you tell us, what are we looking at here in this image?
There were seven, though I think some of them are not in the image, seven pieces of rolled up blue and white carpet with some stains on them, and the pieces of debris that you can see just above the ruler were also present on some of the pieces of carpet.
And who places the ruler there?
I do.
Ron, may I approach?
You may.
Do you recognize this image, sir?
Yes.
Is that one of the pieces of carpet that you had the opportunity to examine?
Yes.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would seek to enter into evidence PC110195, image of carpet.
Any objection?
No.
That 110195 is now in evidence as 179, photo also of rug.
And may the Commonwealth publish, Your Honor?
You may.
Ms. Gilman, could we have 110195? So, Doctor, is this one of the carpets that you had the opportunity to see that night or see that day when you were at OCME?
Yes.
And that ruler, did you place that there as well?
Yes.
And, Doctor, do you have an idea of what the aggregate measurement of the carpets were together?
No, I don't think I recorded that.
Yes?
Doctor, do you recognize this image?
Yes.
Is this another one of the pieces of carpet you had the opportunity to examine that day?
Yes.
Your Honor, the Commonwealth would seek to enter a PC110198, second image of carpet.
No objection.
The photo of the rug 110198 is now in evidence as exhibit 180. Is that a good place to stop for today?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, I'll see counsel at the side of the bench.
Yes, Your Honor.
I always like to check in with the lawyers, particularly. I check with them, as you've seen, at the end of every day, but particularly at the end of the week, to take stock of sort of where we are right now in the case and to give you my best estimate. It's only that, the best estimate. But the case has been moving in quite efficiently. I think when I impaneled you, I told you that we expected 3.5 to 4.5 weeks of evidence. I don't think it's going to go that long. My best estimate at this point is that the evidence in this case will be concluded within a total time frame of 3 weeks. So we just put 1 week in the bank, so to speak. I don't think the evidence will go any further than 2 additional weeks. So I just try to keep you as advised because, as I've said to you, I'm ever mindful of the sacrifice to your personal lives that have been made. That's my best estimate right now. And as we go through those next 2 weeks, I'll give you further updates. All right? So, jurors, I hope you all, I appreciate the work you've done this week. I hope you all get some rest this weekend. And while you're getting that rest, you must not do the following things. Do not speak to anyone about this case. Do not go on any social media or any news media of any sort. Don't do any research of any kind about this case. Continue to have open minds as you listen to the evidence in this case. Again, I appreciate all you're doing. Have a really nice weekend.
All rise for the court, please. Close your notebooks. Follow me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice weekend.
You too.
Your Honor,
thank you.
Small with you.
Nice to counsel the sliding in. I didn't ask you over there, but I assume based on our last little bit, anything the Commonwealth needs to address with the court before I get off the bench?
No, Your Honor.
And same to the defense.
No, Your Honor.
Everyone have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.